Phone Boy Speaks, episode 236, Prisoners of Overcharging. I could talk about how President Obama got up and basically said, you know, we're going to make the surveillance programs a little bit more transparent and accountable, and you read through the stuff and you listen to what he said, and he really doesn't say a whole lot and doesn't really get into specifics. I could talk about that, but I'm not going to. I'm actually going to talk about something that I think the government did that was actually good today. I don't know if you know this or not, but people who are in prison have very limited options for contacting people on the outside. They certainly can't use cell phones, and it's basically a monopoly to make an outgoing call or to make a collect call. There's only one way to do it, and the companies charge quite a lot of money. In fact, a 15-minute call could easily cost over $17, which is crazy. And that's more. I can't even think of another situation where you pay that much to make a phone call anymore. I mean, come on, this is not the, I don't know, this isn't the 1950s or whatever. You know, maybe even the 1950s they weren't that much, but that's just crazy. It doesn't cost that much to provide the service, even the extra stuff that you have to do for prisoners to make sure that they can't call certain people or utilize certain calling features or whatever. I mean, the extra cost there is ridiculous. And so the FCC has said, look, we're immediately capping the rates for these calls, and so you're looking at reducing the cost of a 15-minute call down to under $4, which is great. It's still not where it needs to be, and in fact, they're talking about forcing even lower rates. It's also in this order, and so it gets down to around $2 or something, which is again still more than it probably should be. But they consider these a reasonable and just prices, which is great, because the people that are having to pay these rates are the people that kind of least afford to do it. And rather than there's some stories I've read where people had to choose between talking to their son in prison or getting medication. I mean, that's crazy. The cost of telecommunications is nowhere near that. I mean, it should not be anywhere near that expensive. I mean, it's crazy. And so I give a round of applause to the FCC for actually doing something that's in the public interest. And as I say, that it's a good thing. And I wish that other parts of the government would occasionally do a little bit more for the citizens of of their respective countries. And right now, I'm not real thrilled with the NSA and some of the other government agencies are doing as far as surveillance, but at least they're reducing the cost of phone calls for people that are in prison and don't have any other way of communicating with people. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.